WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The magazine Publishers Weekly took a survey of feminist bookstores across the country last year and asked proprietors to name the 20 most influential women's books of the last two decades. One book kept coming up that was no longer in print. Shulamith Firestone's The Dialectic of Sex was originally published in 1970, and though booksellers considered it a feminist classic, it was unavailable to the new generation of feminists. Well, that's changed as of this month. The William Morrow Company has re-released a new edition of The Dialectic of Sex to coincide with International Women's Month. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
One advantage to having a head cold when doing this appreciation of The Dialectic of Sex is that nobody can accuse me of sounding shrill. Shrill, strident, frigid, freakish, those were the insults that critics hurled at radical feminists like Shulamith Firestone back in the 1970s when the second wave of the women's movement was gathering force. It would be interesting to know what Firestone thinks of the current modes of feminist backlash. It would also be interesting to know what she's made of her adult life. Firestone was only about 24 when she wrote this incendiary book. But unfortunately, Shulamith Firestone is the J.D. Salinger of radical feminism. Right after The Dialectic of Sex appeared in 1970, she dropped out of the women's movement. She refused to write an updated introduction for this new edition, nor will she consent to interviews. Aside from reclusiveness, Firestone has something else in common with Salinger. Like him, she managed to write a book that serves as a time capsule for its age. If you really want to get a feel for what The Dialectic of Sex once meant to a lot of women, you have to dig up an old edition, the one with hype phrases like these on the cover. A slashing attack on male supremacy. Chapter 6 might change your life. These days, the only books that promise to change your life are diet and makeover manuals. But 20 years ago, Firestone was writing in a climate of political activism that made her vision of a feminist revolution seem almost plausible. What Firestone had in mind was something more audacious than a neatly contained International Women's Day. She wanted to rechart the future of the human race. Drawing heavily on the work of Marx and Engels, she argued that the world's women constituted one gigantic sex class. The biological differences between men and women were responsible for the sexual imbalance of power that Firestone claimed had afflicted every culture since the dawn of time. Her solutions? She urged women to seize the means of reproduction, and she didn't just mean birth control. Firestone envisioned a world liberated by science, where artificial reproduction would rescue women from the tyranny of pregnancy. She dreamt of pansexual group households, which would replace the nuclear family, and of R2-D2 cyborgs that would remedy the unequal division of labor between the sexes by ending human labor altogether. In the soaring conclusion of her book, Firestone sounded like William Morris, Charlotte Perkins Gilman, and every other utopian dreamer when she proclaimed that we now have the knowledge to create a paradise on Earth. It's hard to imagine who the audience will be for this new edition of The Dialectic of Sex. These days, even most of the women's studies majors I teach think that Naomi Wolf is too radical. Still, for all its wild generalizations and leaden rhetoric, Firestone's book is also touchingly impassioned. It might be worth a reread for women of a certain age. It'll help you remember that there was once a time when you felt you could talk about feminism without apology.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed the new edition of The Dialectic of Sex by Shulamith Firestone.